The Republican congressman from Weston says the last straw was a damning inspector general report, which he says shows gross mismanagement at VA clinics.
We have a secretary that is responsible for managing the VA. And if he doesn't know this is going on, when we've had a number of vets around the country make complaints about the VA system and nothing was done, it's either incompetence or it's negligence.
But Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says calls for resignations are way early.
There's still an independent investigation going on with the IG's office, with internal audit that the VA is conducting, White House involvement, and congressional oversight. Listen, if there's evidence showing that General Shinseki, as Secretary of VA, was aware of this problem, did not take corrective action, I'll be the first in line calling for his resignation and asking the president to remove him. But we're not there yet.
But Duffy says Shinseki has lost his trust and the trust of veterans.
What we do have is administrators in the VA lying about the wait times, that it's only taken 24 days for a primary care appointment, and instead it's taking 115 days. Listen, it's not a funding problem to say that we're putting 1,700 veterans on a secret wait list, and some of them have passed away.
Since the scandal broke out, Kind says he's toured VA clinics in Wisconsin.
And I feel more reassured today that we don't have that problem in Wisconsin.
Both say veterans have earned the right to a high level of care. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.